Good evening. I'm Rick Cottom. Welcome to Your Maryland. In 1958, the New York Giants were the class of the National Football League. They'd lost all five exhibition games at the beginning of the season, but no one counted them out. Not with the likes of Roosevelt Grier, Andy Robustelli, Kyle Rote, and Alex Webster. Rugged West Virginia middle linebacker Sam Huff anchored the league's best defense. Marine veteran Charlie Connerly handed off to Frank Gifford, a versatile halfback and Hollywood film extra who'd appeared in a James Garner war movie. As the Giants marched through the season, it soon became clear that their stiffest opposition would come from an upstart outfit in Baltimore. The Colts finished atop the Western Conference by a wide margin. Not so the Giants, who had to win the Eastern Conference by first beating the Cleveland Browns and their fearsome running back, Jim Brown. Linebacker Huff had already lost his front teeth to a collision with Brown, but in the conference final, Tom Landry's New York defense held Brown to just 8 yards, and the Giants won 10-0. The NFL championship was played on December 28th before a less-than-sellout crowd in Yankee Stadium. Under a steel-gray winter sky, banged up and bruised after the battle in Cleveland, the Giants looked across the field at their old adversaries in blue and white. They'd lost to those horseshoes twice in exhibition play, but had beaten Baltimore 24-21 in the regular season. Still, they knew what to expect from the likes of Donovan, Pellington, Berry, Moore, Amici, and a quarterback Connerly once called that goofy-looking SOB. Johnny Unitas, 2 years removed from being a Pittsburgh Steeler washout, was recovering from a punctured lung, but by now the Giants knew how tough he really was. The first half was a mix of ugliness and football brilliance. New York scored first on a field goal. The proud Giant defense ripped the Colt line time and again to harass and sack Unitas. But twice, the Colt lightning struck. At halftime, the score was 14-3 Colts, who looked better than the 3.5-point favorites they were. In the second half, Baltimore barely missed a third touchdown after Alan Amici mixed up his signals. New York struck back. Mel Triplett ran for a touchdown, then Gifford, to give New York a 17-14 lead. Linebacker Huff hit Berry out of bounds and exchanged punches with Baltimore coach Wee Bubank. As the clock ran down, New York again got the ball on their 19. On 3rd and 4 from the Giants' 40, Gifford hurled himself off right tackle, but was met by Colt defensive end Gino Marchetti, followed by Big Daddy Lipscomb, whose hit broke Marchetti's ankle in 2 places. As they carried Marchetti off the field, officials placed the ball a foot short of the first down the Giants needed to run out the clock. On the sidelines, Gifford raged as his team punted. But the football now belonged to John Constantine Unitas. "We got 86 yards in 2 minutes," Unitas told his offense. "Let's get to work." Marchetti, on a stretcher, told the 6 men carrying him he wasn't going to the locker room just yet. 7 plays, 3 of them precision passes to Raymond Berry, with whom he practiced timing patterns late into the winter afternoons, and Unitas had the Colts in field goal range. Moments later, the score was tied, 17-17. Then time ran out. Seconds after that, millions of television screens across the nation went black. Baltimore fans surging toward the field had kicked loose a cable connection. On the Giants' bench, a puzzled Pat Summerall asked Kyle Rote, "What happens now?" "I guess," said Rote, "we play some more." The Colts lost the sudden-death coin toss, kicked off, and promptly stopped the Giant offense. Cool as a riverboat gambler, Unitas trotted back onto the field and called the now famous 13 plays, 11 of which were missed by the entire country. Just before the television picture returned, Unitas fired a pass between Huff's arm and his helmet's earhole that found Raymond Berry at the Giants' 8. 2 plays later, Alan the Horse Amici plunged over from the 1-yard line. Final score, Colts 23, Giants 17. What has come to be called the greatest football game ever played was history.